Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Sunday night to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. We got a lot to get to in just a little bit of time to do it. Ole Miss basketball loses to Mississippi State at home. And don't let the final score fool you. All of you watched the same game that I did. Ole Miss got dominated at home by Mississippi State, so we'll talk about that. And then the successful weekend for the baseball team in Arlington. Ole Miss gets two ranked wins. Now, I don't think Arizona's going to stay ranked very long, but still, they get two ranked wins on the weekend and a very successful start to the 2025 campaign. I do want to start by apologizing. Missed Thursday and then also Saturday postgame. To be honest with you, I got really sick, and I am still recovering from that, and I'm still not anywhere close to 100%. Like, I'm still feeling awful, to be honest with you. So I don't know how long we're going to go tonight, but that's why we missed Thursday. And then Saturday after the game, I have been in really, really, really bad shape. And I am still on the mend. So I appreciate you being here. And sorry about missing those two shows, but I'm glad that you are here on this edition of the show. Don't forget, by the way, to like and subscribe if you have not already. And if you're watching / listening on YouTube and you have not subscribed to the podcast feed, just search Rebel Report wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And this edition and every edition of the show is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, 662-397-9799 is his phone number. Now, if you have been personally injured, do not waste another second. Wake up tomorrow, call DJ Gregory, 662-397-9799. Also, if you're a small business owner and you need some legal advice, or you want to start a small business and you don't, you want to make sure that you get all of your T's crossed and your I's dotted, DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, he's in Fulton, but he can take care of you anywhere at 662-397-9799 has got you covered. Don't delay, call DJ today. The Gregory Law Firm presenting the Rebel Report. So let's start basketball. Ole Miss loses 81-71. It was not that close. The final score indicates the game was closer than it actually was. I'll be honest with you. I am very surprised at that result going into the game. And I know that there's been some talk that Ole Miss, you know, not having the quote-unquote bye week, the off week, they may have had some tired legs. Neither Chris Beard nor any of his players post-game were willing to allow that to be an excuse that they made. So, if they're not going to, I'm not going to either. And by the way, having all five starters go to the press conference was an interesting move, in a good way, an interesting move. But I did not see that result coming. This was an Ole Miss team that had, I mean, they beat Kentucky and then they go on the road and win a couple of close games. And Mississippi State kind of the momentum from their perspective was going in the exact opposite direction. They were really struggling. They weren't defending well. They were getting out toughed by everybody. And they were the ones that kind of took the fight to Ole Miss. They were much better physically, much better on the glass. And which almost everybody is compared to Ole Miss at this point, but out rebounded Ole Miss by 12, made a lot more of the hustle plays than Ole Miss did, it seemed. And they just kind of took it to the Rebels on their home floor. And I was especially surprised at that result after you had Ole Miss established a pretty comfortable early lead. I mean, that would have been a prime quit spot for Mississippi State, and yet they didn't. They just stayed in the fight, and Ole Miss was not able to match their physicality. And I mean, I know State's got, you know, a handful of good players on the block. I mean, Nwoko, and I think Murphy needs to play more than he does for that team personally. But that, you know, it's something for the radio show, not that you guys particularly care about that. Matthews, big physical guy, but that was a surprising result to me. Ole Miss was just physically dominated. They didn't make outside shots at all. What, Ole Miss was what, 25%, 6 of 24 from three, only made 38% of their shots. Just a really bad day. Just they had picked a bad day and a bad team to have a bad day. And it's unfortunate, right? Because it felt like, and it looked like, they squandered an opportunity to not bury Mississippi State, because I think State's going to make the tournament. I thought State was going to make the tournament regardless of Saturday's result. But, man, they were going in the opposite direction. And you have them at home, you packed, sold out pavilion, all that stuff, and you just let them stay in the fight and take it to you. So a missed opportunity for Ole Miss. Now they get the long break to try to rest up and reset and maybe get their focus again. That was that was the most animated I've seen Chris Beard at Ole Miss. I mean, trying all kinds of different lineups. I mean, Cowherd played 7 minutes. You had Bull check in for just a minute, and you could tell that that was too much. Klafke even got some run, and they ran a five-guard lineup there at the end of the game as well, trying to make something happen. But it was effort was a problem. There was, I thought, some recklessness with the basketball, some weak closeouts on outside shots, and just all in all, just a really, really, really bad game for Ole Miss, and a squandered opportunity, and one that was clearly very frustrating for their head coach. Not really much more can be said about just how poorly that they played and with how poor of an effort they played. So that's it. I mean, they've got a nice break. They're still 8-5. I mean, they're absolutely fine when it comes to, and that's the thing about that, right? Is on the surface, that's still not a bad loss. It's a quad one loss, right? They're still 8-5 in the SEC. Like, they're okay. But the missed opportunity that it was in front of your home crowd to win a rivalry game like that and instead allow them to kind of re-inject some life into themselves while also squandering an opportunity, not only for another resume win, but for a fan base building win, was disappointing for Ole Miss for sure. They go to Vanderbilt next Saturday, see if they can bounce back and continue playing the way that you know that they're capable of playing. But because of their lacking, I guess physicality is the right phrase, because they're lacking physicality, because you're just not going to get dominating minutes from Dia and Brown Jones the way that others are able to get from their bigs. They're going to have to really score, especially from the outside. And when they're not making outside shots, their margin for victory is kind of small. So we'll see. We'll get to baseball and then your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Toyota of Brookhaven is a new partner with us here on the podcast. They're on Exit 40 in Brookhaven. But you don't have to be in Brookhaven to shop at Toyota of Brookhaven. I know that the car buying experience is pretty brutal. And so you want to go somewhere, even if it's not like in your backyard, that's going to take care of you and treat you like a person. That's what's going to happen at Toyota of Brookhaven. So check their online inventory out at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. Again, exit 40 as well if you're in the area. Use code Rebel Report, by the way, if you're shopping online. Or if you go in person, tell them that I sent you $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota at Toyota of Brookhaven. $1,000 on me. If you're buying a new Toyota from Toyota of Brookhaven, $1,000 on me. Just tell them that I sent you. If you're in the market for a new Tundra, they have interest rates as low as 1.99% for 48 months on all in-stock Tundras. They also have a service department. So if you need your car serviced and you're in the area, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. You don't have to buy a car through them to get your car serviced through them. Great service, great savings at Toyota of Brookhaven. They deliver. So baseball, successful opening weekend for Ole Miss baseball. And just a heads up, guys, I don't know if I'm going to last very long. Sorry, this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. But a successful weekend for Ole Miss. They beat Arizona and Clemson, getting run ruled in between, or wins in between getting run ruled by Texas. But we'll start with Friday's game and 2-1 win over Arizona. The story, obviously, Hunter Elliott's return, and it is exactly what you were hoping it would look like, would have looked like. He, you know, probably a little rusty. I think that he can pitch even better than that. But when you're talking about 2 years removed from his last game action, going five complete, only giving up two hits, obviously no earned runs, did only strike out three and walk three, but 75 pitches. I mean, that is exactly what you were hoping to see from Hunter Elliott in his first game action. So regardless of the results of the game, even the biggest thing that happened on Friday night was how Hunter Elliott pitched and how good that he looked when he did. Ole Miss is going to be in a lot of games and possibly win a lot of games on Friday nights if they can continue to get efforts like this from Hunter Elliott. I expect as he continues to get comfortable being back into, you know, actually starting games as opposed to, I know he's had scrimmages and stuff, but you guys know this. It's a different deal. That was what you were hoping to see, and that is the kind of guy that you can win games with in the SEC on Friday nights. Connor Spencer, that was on the back end. He did get the save, pitched one and a third, but walked three. That was tight there for a little while. That was a bit of an adventure, but part of me wonders if, you know, how long that will last, if they maybe give others an opportunity to be in that role. But either way, Luke Hill had a couple of hits. He was great all weekend, really. Isaac Humphrey had a home run as well for Ole Miss in the 2-1 win. Saturday, Texas just blitzed Ole Miss 10-0 in seven was the final. Riley Maddux gave up seven runs in just 3 1/3. I'm not going to be overly concerned about that until given a real reason to be. If that happens, you know, a few more times down the road, sure. But I think that for now, I'm going to chalk that up to he had a bad day and it happens, because I think he is better than that. Just kind of got away from him. Did strike out six and didn't walk any, though, in the game. Walker Hooks, though, the story of the day for Ole Miss. Struck out four on 2 2/3, no hits, and obviously no runs as well. The young lefty looked really, really good, and especially considering who it was, right? Like, it's not Eastern Kentucky next weekend. If somebody looks good against Eastern Kentucky, you have to contextualize it. But mowing down Texas the way he did, that was big guy stuff right there. And that was an impressive outing for him. So otherwise, really bad day at the plate. Udermark and Moorman were the only two hits for Ole Miss on the day. Pretty brutal plate approaches, seemingly non-competitive. Now, it helps, or it's aided by Texas being really good on the mound, but still, that was not a banner day for the Ole Miss bats. But they turn around on Sunday and just absolutely rip the cover off the baseball. You got three hits from Federico, three hits from Hill, including two home runs. Udermark had an absolute tank bomb. Moorman had a couple of hits. Humphrey had another hit. Sanford had a hit. Ryder had two hits, and that, if you do the math, adds up to 13. So again, just ripped the cover off the baseball in their run rule win over Clemson. Just top to bottom, really, really great. Pitching wise, Nichols only gave them three, gave up three runs in those three innings, only five hits though. It was Will McCausland in 3 2/3, only gave up three hits and a run. And that run was aided by kind of a cheap deal there. Struck out eight, though, in 3 2/3, was just absolutely mowing guys down. Very curious to see, if not expect him to be starting in some capacity in the near future for that team. Also, a bit of a conundrum now comes out of this game, or at least I think it does, and it's what you do from a lineup perspective. Because I don't know if you can keep Chang out of the lineup. I don't know if you can keep Federico out of the lineup, like, all the time. And what do you do? Do you, I mean, is Luke Hill now your permanent second baseman? There's some options here now with how they handle this, but I don't know if you can watch what you saw from Federico and think that he should not be given more opportunities, especially with Furness having an over weekend before Federico came in and had three hits. So curious to see how they handle it moving forward, because you can now put Uttermark at third. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Mike Bianco is going to do moving forward, but I do think that this lineup on Sunday gave you the most competitive at-bats that you got all weekend. And I don't know if you can keep some of these guys out of the lineup. Same thing with Ryder as well. I don't know if you can keep these guys out of the lineup very often. So curious to see what they do moving forward. And yeah, so a successful weekend for Ole Miss baseball. Oh boy. Sorry, I don't know if any of that made any sense or not. I am floating right now on cloud nine. So not on cloud nine. I'm not floating on cloud nine. I'm just floating in the clouds at the moment. My head is just somewhere else. We'll try our best. We'll read your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. Tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their local loan servicing and decision-making. So if you need a loan, or if you have a loan and you need it serviced, it's somebody that you sit down with face-to-face, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. How much of my body is now cough and cold medicine? Like 95% at this point. Yeah. The problem is I think I've over-medicated, and now that's why I'm just spacey, but getting better. Saturday was terrible. Ole Miss lost to State and got run ruled. That was not a banner day for Ole Miss athletics, was it? Not at all. No, it's early, but this baseball team feels different than the last two. And they just looked competent, right? That's kind of what you were hoping to see in the opening weekend, was obviously wins, but like, they didn't just boot the ball around like they did at times last year. Smithwick did look better receiving the ball behind the plate. The at-bats today were phenomenal, right? You had a really nice hitting day. Competency is what you got. They looked capable. What's their ceiling? I don't know. It's very important you don't get too high or too low on one weekend, right? It was a successful weekend. They looked good. They got a couple of wins. I would caution people to stop the "don't let the Rebs get hot, the Rebs are back" thing. Just like I would have if they'd have lost all three games, saying, "Oh, well, the program's over, fire everybody." I would have cautioned against overreactions that way too. But yes, they looked – this is what you wanted them to look like by and large. Getting run ruled in between the two is not ideal, obviously. But it looked improved. And that's good competition in which they looked improved against. Think about what happened at the start of last year and who they played and who they lost to. It, totally different deal. Good to see you, Jerry, from Pascagoula. Think got to talk basketball first. That was quite frankly embarrassing and disheartening for basketball, especially at home. State just looked like they wanted it more, and Ole Miss never punched back. Absolutely. Arizona was not that good of a win, since it looks like Arizona's not that good, but Clemson is a College World Series team. The Texas game was not reassuring. No, but it's baseball. You probably should have known how the rebounding and other things that happened in Starkville was going to happen in Oxford. Well, yeah, Ole Miss gets out-rebounded in every game, though. I did not expect them to shoot 38% and 25% against the worst three-point defending team in the SEC. No, State just took it to them, and they did not respond well. Feel better? I'm trying. I promise. I appreciate you. You appreciate Beard for his postgame actions, both in his words and bringing the five starters to the postgame. Performances like that should not be accepted. Yeah. A lack of preparation and effort. State righted the ship after the first 10 minutes, and that was all she wrote. Yeah. Especially the last 3 minutes before the half. Saw some people complaining about the crowd and also the videos of people leaving before the game was over, but what did they have to cheer for? It was full in there, and it was loud to start. Yeah, I mean, you want the place to be bumping when you're down 17? No, and everybody had every right to leave early. I'm not a crowd shamer. I'm not. I never will be. The crowd was good. It was there. It was prepared to create an environment, and the team let them down. And I'm certainly not going to blame people for leaving that crap show early. There were better things for you to do with your time on Saturday than to watch the end of that basketball game. Fans can preemptively create an environment, and I think you did. It's just when the team's getting beaten down so badly, what do you want people to do? Anyway, look lost. Won't State punch back after the 15-7, 18-11 lead for Ole Miss? Poor effort, little adjustments. Yeah, Smithwick was better behind the plate, I think. Yeah, hey, we couldn't watch it without some stupid subscription. That is the worst part about modern sports fandom, is how many things you have to pay for to watch your teams. If they win at Vandy, the path to 11 wins could maybe be back on the table. Oklahoma is dead, but UT is a long shot. But the lack of physicality and now lack of turnover differential is alarming. Yeah, they did not defend well. Too many, like, poor closeouts. They have lost the identity of putting the clamps on around the perimeter that this team has. And I'm sure some of it has to do with adjustments that opponents are making against them, but they have the ability to put opponents in hell on the perimeter, and Mississippi State was not in that at all. You managed to watch all three baseball games without paying for Flow Sports. Shout out to the streamers out there. Overall, great success in three games. Elliott and Nichols were good. Just happy to see the Bats came to life today. Yeah, and I agree with this. Bats were concerning until today when they blew up Clemson. Maddox looked good to start against Texas, then he got bashed. Really an ugly middle game. Definitely some questions still there. It's Spencer, his outing was concerning if that's going to be your closer. I think you're going to have better at-bats more than once every three games. You know, you're going to have better approaches more than once a weekend if you're going to win in the SEC. Freshman class does look good. Unless we see some alarming signs in the non-con, we won't know much again until Arkansas on March 14th/16th. Should be a charged weekend for baseball in Oxford by then, yeah. The home run by Uttermark was a Kemp Alderman-type nuke. Yeah, upper deck, right? Jeez. How did the freshman shortstop do? Pano, there's going to be some growing pains, I think. He's okay. It's the conundrum that they're facing, right? Because I thought Chang did a lot of really good things today. But do you really want to have this uber-talented freshman and never play him? So how do you balance that? And then do you continue to try with Randall, or do you just move Luke Hill over to second base permanently? And I know it's way too early. Like, they've got time to tinker, but I do think that the approaches today were much better with the different personnel. And part of me wonders if that's going to be more of their reality as opposed to just a good day. record expectations have dipped for basketball. You're a lot closer to 9-9. I still think I'm at 10-8, but I'm probably going to be wrong there. But I still think that's where I am. I'll never get far in the tournament if Curtis, I think autocorrect has gotten you badly there, but I know what you're trying to say here. You say they won't get far in the tournament if they can't get rebounds. They're going to have to shoot their way into wins once they get there. They're going to have to defend and shoot. But that's how they've gotten to the point that they're in. That was ugly. The way they lost to Mississippi State was ugly. They did not get to 8-4 in the SEC by accident, though. Like, one ugly game does not negate the fact that they have a lot of impressive wins as well. And they were able to do that not through fluky crap. Like, that they are a good basketball team. They are capable of good things, but their margin for error is a little bit smaller because of the rebounding issue, and they're not as physical as other teams are on the block, but they can win games like that. They just played poorly Saturday. The first game was pitched well, but overall on the weekend, you weren't impressed with the expectations of better pitching with the new coach. Give it some time. I think you will be. Definitely some people antsy on baseball after last night, but today got them reassured. They rocked Clemson, yeah. Is every single Ole Miss sport inconsistent? Every single college sport is inconsistent. You just watch Ole Miss the most. Where will Jackson Dart be called in the draft? Anywhere between 21 and 40. Oh, gosh, I can't answer this. Will Austin Simmons be a first-round draft prospect? Oh, gosh. Ask me this time next year. What are the chances Ole Miss football wins a national championship in the next 5 years if Kiffin remains? Ooh. They're small because the chances of anybody winning a national championship are small. There's a reason so few programs. Oh, I mean, Oregon's never done it. There's so many capable programs and only one trophy to lift at the end. The 2025 season is a fascinating one for Lane Kiffin. Because we don't need to rehash it all. They came up short. Had this great roster, 11 players invited to the combine, a program record, and yet they still lost to Kentucky at home. This is a big year for sustainability, for program building, because while they signed the number two portal class, this team is going to be a lot more dependent on guys that they recruited out of high school than years past. And so this is a test year for sure. You have 8 home games. Can they recover from the disappointment of coming up short and continue to sustain winning at this level while doing it? Again, I know they signed a lot of portal players, but the defensive line is largely going to be guys that they recruited out of high school. I mean, the secondary, they did not do well in the portal there. Here's a quote-unquote homegrown quarterback that they're going to be using, so on and so forth. Slightly different roster construction. Is it possible for this baseball team to win a national championship? I would say no at the moment. But you also say that was one of Mississippi State's better, if not best, game of the season. Yeah, I mean, because they were just – they moved the ball well. Weathered an early storm. That was a team that was struggling with toughness going into that game. And that wasn't their issue Saturday. And so Auburn is going 17-1 in the league now. No kidding. Gosh, I hate to do this, guys. I got to go lay down. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. I'll see you on Tuesday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.